preset time, but I just want to give the open micers some information. After the mini set, which is a three-song set performed by the proper ladies, we will have the following open micers between the mini set and the feature: John McClain, Kirsten Manville, and Owen Kennedy. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have Steve Paveo, who will be performing with Paul Beck. And at 8:30, our second feature will be Jerry Ryan. And then we'll have more open mic. And among the performers after the two features will be Paul Beck, Woody Carpinella, and Ben Blum. And there may be a couple of others. So we'll keep you posted. Right now, I'd like to introduce the proper ladies. I think most of you know them. They are Annabelle Gretz and Deb Goss, and they sing a cappella, and they sing many old tunes that go way back, and also some that are more recent, and they have great harmonies together, and they're always very, very entertaining. So please, a big welcome for the proper ladies.
No, you didn't.
No?
Well, just get it.
Lower than I am. She's just a little lower than
go.
I am.
Hi.
I need this,
this
a little farther back just because I have to kind of. All right. I think we can do it. I use my arms and I don't want to harm my singing partner if I can possibly avoid it. I need her. There, I think that'll work. I hope.
I think we're fine.
We need our glasses.
Old Simon the Sailor keeps a rare store of Malmsey and Malvoisie, of Cyprus, and who can say how many more, for a cherry old soul is he.
A cherry old soul is he. Of sack and canary he never doth fail, and all the year round there is brewing of ale.
But he never aileth, he quaintly doth say.
But he keeps to his sober six flagons a day.
But oh,
ho, ho,
his nose
doth show
how
oft the blackjack to his lips doth go. But ho, 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 his nose doth show how oft the blackjack to his lips doth go.
Dame Marjorie sits in her old still room, and a matron sage is she. From thence oft at curfew is wafted a fume. She says, it is rosemary.
She says, it is rosemary. But there's a small cupboard behind the back stairs, and the maids say they often see Marjorie there.
But Marjorie says that she grows very old,
and she must take a something to keep out the cold.
But oh,
ho, ho,
old Simon
doth know
where
many a flask of his best doth go. But ho, 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 old Simon doth know where many a flask of his best doth go.
Old Simon, he sits in his high back chair and talks about taking a wife. And Marjorie often is heard to declare, I ought to be settled in life.
She ought to be settled in life. But Marjorie has, so the maids say, a tongue. And she's not very handsome and not very young.
So somehow it ends with a shake of the head.
And Simon, he brews him a tankard instead.
But oh,
ho, ho, he will chuckle and crow. What merry old Marjorie, no, no, no. But ho, 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 he will chuckle and crow. What merry old Marjorie, no, no, no.
If anybody's heard that other than hearing us sing it, we would be surprised.
although...
Has anybody heard it before? Well, that song was written in 1860. It had real legs because in 1902, a short silent film was made based upon the song. And you know the Toby mugs? Any of you remember Toby mugs?
Yes, Simon
Toby
was mug? Turned into a mug.
Well, one of the ones that, the most popular ones actually, that's called Simon the Cellarer. So then that was like in the 20s, 30s. So it lasted a long time. Oh, and a couple of things. The sober six flagons, that's 12 pints a day.
And all of the wine was extremely cheap. That's what charry means. He was a cheapskate.
Oh, and in case you don't know exactly who we are the Proper Ladies. This is Deborah Goss.
To my right, Annabelle Gretz.
We're going to sing
so
another song.
So you won't
song.
Confuse us.
Thank you, yes.
Yes. We have a song from another song from the same time.
The short one and the tall one, you know, that's just not what we'd like to do.
So the other one is from the same era, 1860s, and it's from Southern United States.
This was actually published during the Civil War in the Confederacy. Got a great course. I hope you'll all join us. Mm-hmm. It's also about drinking.
Yes, the fellow in this song is a cousin of Simon across the water. Tom Jennings, who never could drinking avoid, though vows he was always a-making, and after each bout he was ever annoyed with a nervousness and a headaching. Going out to a party one evening last week, his wife said to him as a warning,
"Be careful, dear Thomas, and mind what you take, and think of your head in the morning.
Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning." You can sing that,
that's
right?
That's yours. Think of your head,
think of your head, think of your head in the morning.
Now don't forget.
He promised sincerely to bear it in mind, and at dinner at first he was cautious, and though very nice he the sherry did find, he sipped it as though it were nauseous. But wine will the best resolutions destroy. By degrees he forgot his wife's warning, and he said with each glass, "Tom, be careful, my boy. Just think of your head in the morning. Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning."
In the course of the night he was asked for a toast, and he gave as a man of discerning.
"Here's the friend you can trust, and the girl you love most, who will think of your head in the morning."
"Bravo," said they. "What a capital say."
And up with their glasses all turning.
Mr. Jennings, sentiment, hip, 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 hooray.
Oh, their poor heads in the morning.
Oh, their poor heads. Oh, their poor heads. Oh, their poor heads in the morning.
On leaving the party with drink nearly blind, he came against a pump near a turning. He turned round and said,
"Sorry, it's very unkind. Just think of my head in the morning.
All covered with mud, gutter.
It's very ill-bred. You might serve... given me warning."
All covered with mud as he lay there, he said,
"Shan't I look spruce in the morning?
Shan't I look spruce?
Shan't I look spruce? Shan't I look spruce in the morning?"
At last he reached home with his hat without brim, and he says to his wife, rather fawning,
"I've been struck by a brute, because I said to him to think of my head in the morning."
Too tipsy for bed as he lay on the floor, how he caught it for scorning her warning.
"Now ain't you ashamed, sir?"
"My dear, say no more. Just think of my head in the morning. Think of my head. Think of my head. Think of my head in the morning. Think of your head. Think of your head. Think of your head in the morning." I think it's very interesting that these songs that warn you about alcohol end up being drinking songs. Isn't that always amusing?
Wait a second. We also like to remind you, you know, just
can't you just see the Confederates sitting around the fire down there, just ready for the war the next day?
We're going to end with a song that the earliest version of it that we've been able to find published, it was in the Harvard Songbook of 1883, the Harvard College Songbook. Now, as you all know, Harvard is an old and prestigious institution with lots of traditions. And one of the traditions for a few hundred years was they didn't admit women. When we found this particular songbook and discovered that this song was in it, plus a few others, we kind of began to understand why they didn't want to admit women. I think it was because they were embarrassed. Anyway, it's got a chorus you can all sing.
And this is recent enough that I'm thinking most of you are going to be able to help us on this one.
There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my dear love sits him down. Sits him down and drinks his wine. Mid laughter free. And never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu, adieu, adieu. I can no longer stay with you I'll hang my harp on weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark, and now my love, once true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu, adieu, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep.
Wide and deep.
Put tombstones at my head and feet,
head and feet, and on my breast carve a turtle, a dove, to signify I died of love. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, 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 kind friends, adieu, 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 adieu. I can no longer stay with you, I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part. Heart, adieu, 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 kind friends, adieu, 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 adieu. I can no longer stay with you, I can my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee, well with thee.
Bravo, the proper ladies.
Thank you. Now, thank everybody you order
much.
Up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And oh, by the way, I've got some classes starting this week, and if any of you were curious about taking a voice class, I'm doing a centered breath workshop on Wednesday night. It's a great way to kind of get your feet wet and also learn a lot that will help you with your singing.
And we'll be back for a Christmas or holiday set the second Monday or Tuesday, wherever we are, in December.
One more hand, please, for the proper ladies. That was wonderful.